This is your first fish.
I got one.
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day sale. Get 20% off Cabela's reels and fly reels, 25% off Sig Sauer Elite Performance Ammunition, and earn $25 in Cabela's bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Come to Cabela's Father's Day sale, in store and online at Cabela's.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Universal Energy Radio. This is Anna, and I am waiting for Donna to call in. Donna does the mom thing in the morning, so I get her to call in as soon as she can. And I have been texting her this morning, so we'll see what's going on. Anyway, this morning, if you're new to the Monday morning call, this is Reunion Healing with Donna Terrazas, and Donna is an amazing person. She has so many modalities under her belt. She's an acupuncturist. She's a naturopath. She doesn't really label herself as psychic. She's extremely intuitive. I will say that, as I am a friend of hers. I'm very fortunate to have her live not very far from me, and the connection we get when we're just hanging out is amazing. And of course, I call Donna whenever I've got some ailment or something going on with me, as I do a pretty physical job here. Those of you that don't know me, I am a law of attraction facilitator and a Reiki master, and those things I pretty much really kind of stumbled into. I say stumbled, but we all know that it is law of attraction that brings you anywhere that you're gonna go. But hold on one second. I think I got Donna on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Anna. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Do I sound like I'm hoarse this morning?
A little bit. I don't know if that's my microphone or you, but I was like, I know we were supposed to get in touch yesterday, but my gosh, with all the Halloween stuff going on, and my little one does this like 24-hour fever thing, and I call it his growing spurt because he's not sick. He just runs a fever for 24 hours, and we were kind of tag-teaming it, who's going to stay home with him yesterday. But and then I did a little photo shoot yesterday, which was kind of fun. And
how did that go?
Actually, it went really well. I ended up, my nephew is a photographer, so I ended up at my sister's house, and we had some fun. I'll show you the pictures. It was just, we were goofing around. It was good. But anyway. So how was your Halloween?
It was fun. It was good. It was actually fun. I spent some time, I took Emery a little bit of Halloween shopping, and then she went around a place she always goes since she was tiny. So it was fun. She had a great time.
That's fantastic.
When they're older, they can make the rounds quicker, so it's like a lot of deal.
So she only makes you take her to one place.
Yes, so far. She doesn't think about, okay, I'm done here, I could go on. She thinks, okay, I'm done. It only took me an hour and a half this year, so she hasn't realized that, that if she's done early, she could maybe, keep going. But she was, over it. So that was good.
Emery is Donna's daughter, and she is not a one to... She's grown up. she has three other brothers and sisters, but she's kind of like the only child, right? So she's grown up. She's an 11-year-old adult, and she's an awesome, awesome kid and very into fashion. I love that about her. I told her she's going to be my stylist.
So cute. Actually, we were supposed to get Halloween stuff, and she earned some money, and she ended up buying some, a new fashion bag, a new purse, and a new agenda, and so she's like, Halloween was like secondary to that, to all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a new little knit winter hat. And we're here in the South, so here she's ready to wear her little winter hat, and it's still, pretty warm here, isn't it?
Yeah, I ended up talking to one of my neighbors last night who just moved here from Florida, and she said she doesn't even own a jacket or a coat. So she doesn't know. She was like, where's the best place to go buy a jacket around here or a coat or something? So I just started laughing because I remember when Steph, my partner, first moved here. She's from Florida, and, I mean, she had never seen snow before. So I thought it was, you know, in like Atlanta, what, we get, like, really sprinkled on maybe twice a year with snow, and it doesn't really stick. It's just like this glazing that our northern friends kind of make fun of us because everything stops here, but we're just, we're not prepared for that type of weather. When we do get it, it's like, it's, well, it's fun. I know for me it's fun, and I know for the kids it's fun, but, you know, a lot of adults get frustrated with it because it kind of puts a halt on everything. But I'm like, hey, shift it and just go have fun. Go grab something and start sliding down these great hills we have here, you know. Have a good time. But, yeah, I just thought it was funny. I had to go buy Steph a jacket and mittens and a scarf. And, of course, now she makes mittens and scarves. And so it's kind of fun to anticipate the weather. I know I actually pulled half the top off my car yesterday. So I was running around the city topless and had a good time. And but I pulled it into the garage last night, and this morning I didn't pop it back in. And it was a little bit chilly on the highway, but I turned my heat up really high and had my little hoodie on. I was having a good time. It was great. So I'm trying to, it's so beautiful out here. I'm trying to take advantage of the last bit of, it's cool. It's not cold. It's cool weather. So
Yeah, it's just cold when you're really cold. We have great weather here, and it was yesterday. The sky was like awesome, and it is.
Oh yeah.
You know, fortunate to be. I don't know. I think it's great. We live in a beautiful place.
Well, this morning, I don't know if you've already. Are you tapping into some stuff this morning already, or?
Yeah, I kind of was just kind of open to see if what was going on, or I almost thought if we had a caller. Or anyone had anything going on that they wanted to work on? Did you have anything?
No, I can't. Let me get into the chat room here and see who we have. Everybody's saying good morning. And yes, Susie Angel. She's a transplant from Ohio. Is it Ohio, Susie? I think so. She said, us transplanted northerners think, wait, I moved to get away from that stuff. Yeah, but you only have to get it here like, you know, once or twice. It's not too crazy. So you're good. And you're going to laugh. You probably do laugh because you've been here a number of years, so she probably laughs at us when everything stops. It's like, you know, but no, just right now everything's. I think everything is just. I don't know. I feel very peaceful, and I had this amazing conversation with my sister yesterday, which I love going over there and just hanging out with her because if you've at all been listening to any of the stuff that I've done in the past and I talk about Bless the Mess and stuff, and I talked about my mom's death and how it affected, I have an older sister and a younger brother, and each of us kind of dealt with it in so many different levels. And it's like my sister is shifting, let's just say that. And we talked about that yesterday because when I first really started understanding law of attraction and how amazing it is, she pushed it away. I mean, she thought, you know, Abraham was demonic, and she just really pushed a lot of the information away. And I was like, don't even go, you know, don't even think about where it's coming from. Just listen to it. It's amazing. And for the longest time, we talked, but that surface talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, hi, how you doing? Everything good? Okay. Or like, you know, for me, I had stopped calling her crying and calling her being depressed, and she used to call me and just, oh, God, today is going to be so miserable, and, you know, and that on and on, and everything is shifting. And now my niece busted her and said she had an Abraham Hicks quote on her desk one time. And so little by little, she told me yesterday, she goes, I just absorbed what you were saying. I absorbed what you were doing. And I thought that was a really kind of cool way of saying it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I absorbed what you were doing. And I thought, one, that was a compliment because it's exactly what I want to do. Even though we're on the radio and we're talking about this, I want to be an example by being an example. I want to show that this stuff works just by what I'm doing. Does that make sense?
Like, well, yeah, and it's like you get to practice it. Like, you know, you can do it with your children. Amber and I yesterday had a, she bought an agenda, and they gave her a free little coin wallet. And then when we were paying for that, the woman said, oh, well, you're now entered for a drawing. And she just got, you know, real excited. It's for like a little satchel duffel bag thing, and with the same print. And so it turns out it's the same print on her agenda and coin purse. And I said, well, we need to work with that. But, you know, she said, oh, I really want that. I want to win that. So I said, let's law of attraction. Let's work with that. And let's see about if we can manifest you as the winner of that drawing. And so, you know, she was all about it. And we've got a plan. She, you know, we already started working with it. And then she's actually going to, you know, get a catalog and cut a picture out of it. And so it's fun because, you know, it's sort of a game. So you don't have to make it so heavy. You can just make it about, you know, just like, I used to do, I think I've talked about it, where I used to work with a friend of mine where we would manifest a morning cup of coffee, or we'd pick something each day, little, and then we'd grow bigger, you know. So it was a practice, and it was about feeling it, smelling the coffee, what was it going to feel like when somebody presented it to you, and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's fun, and you can do that with, you know, your children. You can do it with yourself, just with little stuff, and make it a game.
Yeah, and you treat, you honestly treat them like the universe treats you, and it's when you're in this joyous, happy place, you receive, and when you're not, guess what? You don't get it, and it's like, what happened there? And so I think with kids, they'll test and tweak it, and we know they test and tweak it, and as humans, we should test and tweak it too, because what, you know, if you're in this really good feeling place, and stuff is happening, or you say you're in a good feeling place and stuff is happening to you, you have to really pay attention to that feeling. But I love the fact that my sister is getting it. I'm like, yay! You know, yesterday I told her, I said, you know, for a period of time, I would never say the words law of attraction in front of her. And we would go to her house, and I shut up. I basically was really quiet. Then she'd start the conversation. And as she started it, I would add to it, but I wouldn't do this, you know, oh, you should shift this, and you should pay attention to how you feel, and, oh, don't say that. I wouldn't do any of that. I just said, well, you know, try this, and it, you know, or just something gentle. And I just get so tickled because I see her, and I love my sister has – you know, which I didn't get. She's got those beautiful high cheekbones, and when she smiles, her whole face just, she's like shiny, sparkly. She is just, has that twinkle in her eye and stuff, and I love it when she smiles because it's just, she's just, it's that, you can tell when she smiles, and she's just happy, and that just, of course, fills me with joy because I'm like, yeah, because I used to say my sister is the nicest person in the world, and she deserves everything. And yet at some point in her life, it was just like, you know, she felt like everything was just, you know. So, but again, back to the...
You should say about your sister, you know, a lot of people have what we've coined words, sibling rivalry, right? And you just said something, you know, that I'm sure a lot of people find hard all the time to say. And I always feel that you really do have such tender, loving... great things to say about, you know, your family members, your you know, your brother and your sister, and it's really neat, you know. It's like that's part of what happens, I think, when you're working with when you understand the laws of the universe and you understand that your family, everyone in your life, you've manifested and you've brought into your life through that law, and if there's someone who's causing some kind of disturbing feeling or contrast, it's, you've got to look at yourself because you've manifested that. And so what is it trying to show you? What is it there to help you with, you know, to help you to shift perspective or to become, I also feel like becoming neutral. It's like, you know, it's always about the next better feeling, but a big part of that is, when there's contrast, it's going from what's disturbing or causing friction to becoming neutral with it, and then that's like the platform to like launch to those really great feelings, you know, like, and it's like that time from what is this, why is this causing me this contrast, to the neutral, you're neutral with it. It's in that little space of that, whatever that takes time-wise or whatever, it's like that piece right there is the big aha, and then you can, you know, and you don't always have to have the aha. You can just try to, you know, do the, you know, feeling better, getting that gleam in your eye about something. But a lot of times, because we have a mind that serves us, but it shouldn't control our life, it sort of engages us with it. And so it's that going from the contrast, whatever is affecting you, to, okay, what is this trying to show me so that I can move into that better place? And it's that pivot. That, to me, a lot of times that's that pivot time. And then you become, I feel like when you said you would just get quiet around your sister at first was your point of becoming more neutral with it, so that you could then just love her and love the whole situation. And then that brought you the ability to go into more of an expanded state of awareness, and it would, you know, it would help with, you know, just the, I don't know, the words or the verbiage, but then you could really see the beauty in it, and you could feel happy and excited about something, even when it was feeling contrasty, to use your word.
Yep. But it's,
I mean, it's like,
you know,
I think part of what I'm doing with this part of the program is, you know, is that it sort of brings, it's an opportunity to kind of crack open the nut and be able to, like, work with moving us from places of contrast, even when we don't even know there's resistance, to then shifting it to where we say, wow, that it's so much easier. And then, so what happened, you know, what really happened? Did your sister really get it? Or were you just moving more and more into a place of awareness where there was so much more love and so much more energy coming off of you that you became this magnet, right? And it's like she couldn't resist it, you know. She just, you know, started to understand it on so many levels that it changed her reality, you know, and it shifted her.
Sometimes, though, that's true. And at the same time, what I told my sister yesterday, I said, you know what? I looked at her. I said, you know what? But it's not me. I mean, it is. You use me as that jumping off place, and it's you. I said, I didn't do anything but make you more aware of what you already know. I said, mm-hmm. Everyone has this information. You can choose to resist it, or you can choose to allow it. So you have to choose that direction that you're going to go. And if you see me and you're hanging out with me and I'm just being sort of happy-go-lucky, like I really have a humorous comment for almost everything that goes on, because she would pose something at me and I would say, like she said, you know, she's at work and she's so vibrant at work now that when she's not being all vibrant and happy, she's like, they think something's wrong, and they'll come up and go, are you okay? You're really, really quiet today. Are you okay? And it's kind of like they're looking for her to fall, in a way, is what she said. And I said, no, they're not looking for you to fall. I said, you just happen to be this nice energy that comes through. And when you're not that keeping it on a level 12 on a scale of 1 to 10, they question it. Like, you'd come in at a level 8 or 9, they're like, what's up with Rosie today? And so she'll say, no, I'm just, and I look at them and say, no, I'm just, you know, I'm just being introspective. I'm just thinking. I'm just doing. Or she said she was doing something. She was leaning on the desk or something, and someone said, are you all right? You're leaning. And then I said, well, just press on the desk and go, yep, that's a sturdy desk. I like that desk. That's a sturdy desk. You know, I could tap dance on that desk or do a little disco on that desk or whatever it is. And I said, make light of it. I said, for your own sake, and don't think that they're thinking. I said, that's just it. You're thinking that they're thinking that. Stop that. Just stop it. Because it has nothing to do with them. It all has to do with your perspective on that comment. And if you take it as an assault or take it as, oh, my God, I need to lift my energy, it's not even that. I said, you have choices. It's what I talk about. You can walk in a room where you've got – I said, you know, you guys have that have your little conferences and stuff like that. When you walk in the room, you've got one person that got a speeding ticket that morning and one person that was late, and they're pissed off. and they can come to you and be all pissy, and you can drop your energy to that level and get into their stories with them, or you can keep it where you are and know that you have your energy and you're holding it and you're happy and you're joyous and you're just, you're glad to be there. And two things, either they're not going to talk to you or they're going to bathe their energy and be around you. And that's the deal. People in her office are starting to love the shift that she is, it has been happening to her. They're loving this energy that she's exuding. And so they want to be around her and they want to hang out with her. And when she's not doing that really, really super vibrant thing, she's like, I'm not upset or anything. Maybe I'm concentrating on something. And they get all wigged out about it. And I said, yeah, but that's your perspective. So just work in it. But I've got something going on in the chat room here, Donna, and I thought maybe you'd kick in on this. Rebecca said she has a spiritual stalker, just not in a scary sort of way, but just an annoying sort of way, like a kid tapping her on the right shoulder going, and so she said all the way to work this morning, it felt like someone was in the back seat, kicking the back of her seat, not physically, but it was that feeling, you know, and it's like a naughty kid, and of course, you know, I'm joking around, you know, naughty can be fun too, but pivot it, but it's like, so she's like, it's not dark, it's just annoying. So, my personal intake, like what you're thinking about that, it's like, you know, what is it that you need to be shifting but maybe you can kick in on that.
So energetically, there's, you know, someone in another dimension that's trying to get her attention. And that did that happen this morning?
Yeah, she said today? It was on her way to work. Uh-huh.
Okay. does she want to look at that?
She said she has a weird little spiritual stalker going on this morning. Yeah, so it's this morning, and I told her I would mention it to you. Let's see. Oh, somebody's asking her if it has a name, and she says she doesn't know of. Somebody says, yeah, if it's bugging you, tell them to leave you alone. She said, yes, someone is trying to get my attention. I have no idea what it wants. So, but have you asked? Yeah. So are you asking? I don't know. Then ask it. Yeah, that's what I said. typically I can figure it out, but it's there, but won't let me in on its story. Interesting. Yeah, so she did ask what it wanted. Yeah, so she has no idea. It's just sort of like energetically bothering her, energetically there.
Just, yeah, it wants something. So, and her name's Rebecca?
Yes.
Well, we can work with that. We can we can shift it with, I think, does she have little friends or people that, is she able to get in touch with this, the other side like this?
Let me ask her too. Let's see.
Is this common? Does she have this ability, or is this? So she sounds comfortable with it. So my thought is that she's been aware of visitors.
Oh, she wants to call in. Yeah, you can call in.
Yeah,
the number.
I'm thinking that
718-664-9124. Hold on, I'm just giving out the number. So, sure. So, yeah, she's going to call on the switchboard. Here she is. Hold on. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm annoyed today. It felt like, and it was as soon as I walked out of the house this morning, it feels like I brought a toddler to work with me today, or my dog or something. It's just, it's over my right shoulder, and it's constant. It feels like someone going, psst, hey, psst. And it's like, what? And I did that in the car. It's like, what? And I have no idea. It's driving me crazy. Still, right here. I have no idea.
Well,
I know I sound completely crazy.
No. Let's go ahead and see what, you know, like, let's go ahead and just try to see if we can support this energy. And they're here for a reason. And they somehow knew that you would call in. And I really do a lot of work with this kind of thing. Recently, someone just said that there had been an agent who said there was a property that she felt somebody had cursed. And I said, well, we can work on that. We can shift that. So, and a lot of people have just, it's funny how people will just start talking about, let's say, I have a ghost, you know, they live in such and such. I'm like, why do people just come? They don't even, you know, it's like I do acupuncture. So like, why did they just mention that? And it's like these little friends end up going, Donna, and we'll be able to, you know, help out with this, that, you know, shifting or transitioning. So let's go ahead and do that and just ask that. So just take a moment and just surrender and ask all your guides and helpers to help you to help this energy and to just help them figure out what they want and then help them to resolve that and move on if that's the case and that's what they're wanting and needing to do. And that's usually a lot of times what it is. They just need to handle something and then they're able to move on.
Okay. This one, it doesn't feel familiar. It's not familiar like guides normally. This is something new.
No, it's a little, yeah, it's someone. It is a young energy.
Okay. That explains why it feels like I brought my kids to work.
Mhm. Like it's going to keep pulling at your sleeve and going, hey, hey.
Mhm.
Yeah, good. Well, so just take a second and we're going to be working on the level of birth. So we are in like, so this energy's in their particular like portal. And so they're probably birthing into a new realm. And so there's just something still keeping them here. And they were able to. So what we're going to do is we're going to resolve what it is for this energy. And then they can, you know, say, have gotten what they wanted from you, okay?
Okay.
So just take a moment, and I want you for yourself to be aware of the blossoming power of your unresisting love. So I think it was able to attach energetically to you because they will attach to someone that they feel can help them, you know? And so it's really your unresisting love that drew this energy to you.
Okay.
Okay, good. And we're going to go to, you know, I use a little book to get quick to the point of what it is they want to shift for themselves. Because a lot of times these energies will stick around. They feel they have a job to do or if they have something that they want to resolve before they move on because they don't want to repeat that same pattern. And so they're like, you know, I really want to handle this because when I move to the next dimension, the next realm, the next classroom, I want to, I don't want to repeat that lesson, okay? So.
Gotcha.
So, you know, energetically, it's being called to leave this dimension or not be earthbound anymore, but move into a new, another dimension, classroom, let's just say, and it's having a little time receiving grace and nurturing. It's that nurturing aspect that it's not wanting to open to. So how nurturing would you say you are? I just had a friend of mine this weekend say she wasn't born with that. She has two beautiful little boys and said, well, Anna, you know, you heard her say she wasn't born with that nurturing ability.
Maternal instinct.
Yeah.
Well, on the outside, I pretend that I just, it's like, ugh, kids, but I am, like, super mom.
No, I'm the same way. I mean, I love my kids. At the same time, I get what she was saying. It's like, you know, I've got everything else that I'm doing, and, you know, my biggest joke is my kids are my favorite accessory, you know.
It's kind of like, I love you guys, but are you 18 yet? Can you please just get out? You know? I tell the boys
for their
18th birthday, they're getting vasectomies and U-Hauls. Get out. Just want everybody
out.
Oh,
that's funny.
But this one, it just, it's not familiar, and it's now that we're talking about it,
mm-hmm.
it's stubborn, like, mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's kind of going, mm-mm, right now.
Yeah, because what it's being called to is it's had to always have the energy of it needs to be strong. So hold on. It's actually a female energy. And you might probably felt it was more a little more masculine, did you?
It's just naughty.
It's stubborn,
defiant little kid, like mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. And it's
you know that sound that toddlers make? They stomp their foot and go, mm. That's kind of what it's, oh my gosh, this is my day.
She's like a little five-year-old girl, and what she has always felt she had to be the strong one. And she's being coaxed to softening, and you know to moving into this next dimension. And she's like, mm-mm. And she's had to be strong. So that's just a big part of what I'm receiving from her is that she's being called to soften and be nurtured and cared for and move to this next place. But because she's only known one thing. She's resisting it, okay?
Okay.
And like, no, I'm just going to stay right here. I found someone who, I get her energy, and, you know, I want to say that's your energy, Rebecca. Like, you're very, you can handle it all, you can do everything. And,
oh, yeah.
And so she's kind of, she feels a familiarity with you, and,
okay.
She's like, well, yeah, that's exactly what should happen. Those boys should just hurry up and get on out, and I could just hang out here. And they'll hang out with people for a long time. And sometimes, you know, and I'm when I work in this realm of being as the medium work, is, you know, the less you try to get rid of something, the easier it is to just help them along. So,
that's what I'm thinking. I mean, she can hang out for a while. It's not like it's ruining my day. You know, it's just something new. So if she wants to hang out, that's fine. I mean, I can help her through it at some point when she's ready, but it was something new this morning. It's not normally who I have following me around, so.
Yeah. Okay, so what's coming up is that there's some kind of an old, I want to say curse, but basically a curse is just a negative intention. It's just a negative thought, okay? A blessing is the opposite of what we would consider a curse, right? It's just we curse ourselves, you know? If we think anything, you know, I'm fill in the blank and it's something, you know, that's negative. And that's all that is, but there's some kind of that stored within, and it doesn't allow her to trustingly receive. So she's not, you know, this is what she's having, you know, she's used to this world where she's, like I said, she had to be the big girl, you know, and now she's being asked to just let go and move into this place of being cared for, nurtured, so that she can, you know, grow some more.
Right, and she never had trust to get from the get-go.
Right.
For anything or anyone, did she?
Exactly.
Okay.
And she had to be the big girl, and she transitioned because she's at about five. So my sense is that, yeah, I'm getting from her that she had to, like, she's saying this in little girl words, but like I had to be the girl. It was like she had to be the mommy and the daddy. You know, her parents were not parents that were able to really, that were mature enough. I would guess that they were young or they were also involved in
something ugly. Yeah.
Yeah, something for themselves, you know.
Okay.
And she was kind of neglected. She was neglected, not kind of, she was.
Right.
And in the sense of she just, you know, like I just talked about, you know, taking my daughter because she earned some money and taking her to this neat little outdoor mall she likes. And, you know, she got to pick what she was, you know, she got to spend the money she earned. And so that was not, you know, it wasn't ever about her, okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
So right now she's used to this, and so she is it's hard for her to just let go and to move into this, like, complete trust because she's had to handle herself, you know.
That would explain the nagging feeling, like the kicking of the seat feeling. I mean, it wasn't like someone physically kicking my seat, but it was kind of that annoying, like, pick, 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 pick. It's like a kid seeking negative attention, because even negative attention is still any kind of attention.
Mm-hmm,
that would explain that
whole... sort of what she's known. It's like, that was, you know, if
that's
she really
the, yeah,
needed
that would
something,
explain a lot about the
really,
annoying feeling.
And she really had to cause a ruckus, you know, make a reaction, because her parents were too focused on their needs and what was going on for them, you know.
Okay.
She was like, Anna called her kids her accessory, or she was an appendage to her parents, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, she can hang out, you know, that's no problem.
Well,
I mean, it's not like
we're going to actually lift, and what it is there is an ancestral memory of heartbreak that she projects out onto the world. So it's almost like how she was able to come into this, her own lineage, whoever it was, and that's what she's wanting to that's sweet. Okay, so she's wanting to move this feeling of heartbreak all the time. And so that's what a lot of her little life was on Earth, heartbreak. And so, and that's sweet, see, that she says, well, that you would want to say it's okay for her to hang out. And the reason that she came and attached to you is because you're hard on the outside, but you're soft. You're like tofu, you know, soft and
mm-hmm.
mushy. But, you know, you're
don't
you
tell
seem
anybody.
Like this. Yeah. And so that felt comfortable to her. But what she wants to shift is this, she no longer wants to project heartbreak onto the world, okay?
Okay.
And so let's see what form, and it actually came in the form of mistreatment. So so when we hear her story, then she'll be more open to receiving, you know, source energy, to going to source and moving into her next little mission, what she, you know, because it's all about her soul's evolvement, her soul's growth. And it's so cool because, see, I always say, we come together and she's helping us now, because she's helping us to, if there's any of that within us, any kind of old residual mistreatment or heartbreak that resides in any of us and anyone who's listening, you know, it's going to be an opportunity to look at that and to shift that. And however, by shifting it for her, it's going to help her to transition, of course, and move on to her next, you know, because it's like anything, you know, for her, I'm feeling this, and she's saying this, you know, she's like, well, you know, she doesn't want Rebecca to feel bad, that she doesn't want you to feel used or anything, but she's saying, you know, okay, maybe, you know, this is like, I didn't really get to do much in school, she had a taste of it, so my guess is that maybe she did some kind of little preschool or something where she felt like she got to taste that, but she never got to really experience, you know,
okay.
that, you know, going from one grade to the next. And you know how excited kids get, really nervous and scared, and they don't want to grow up, but there's that other piece of them that gets really excited about, you know, accomplishment and moving to the next grade level and all that is, and, you know, it's
okay.
fun. And so she says, oh, okay, so it's going to kind of be like that. Okay, I'm excited about that.
Okay.
So let me see what... Okay, so this is involving the mistreatment she felt during the lifetime, the most recent lifetime she had. So hang on a second. Let me see if I can find out more from her. Okay, so the mistreatment for her was that of neglect, like neglectful parents. They weren't paying attention, you know. And
okay.
so she how she transitioned was an accident, and it was some kind of a she was struck by a car, like she wasn't
impact.
Being watched.
Okay.
Yeah, she wasn't being watched, and so there was some. I get that it was sort of she lived in an area where just sort of a lot of little kids sort of hung out.
Is this recent, or has she been kind of wandering around for a while?
She's been in this realm in our time would be about 3 years, so. It happened about 3 years ago. So
okay, I was going to say, because it doesn't feel like it's recent. It's kind of, she feels kind of lost. Like, she's just been kind of wandering around looking for someone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it hasn't been, for us, 3 years is a very short time. It hasn't been, like, sometimes I have energies that attach, and they've been in that dimension for a long time. Like,
right.
Really
we're the ones that labeled hours and minutes. Yeah, so there's really no hours and minutes on that side.
50 years ago, 100 years ago, but she's, so to me this is new, but not, yeah, and she didn't just transition, so I know what you're saying, because a lot of times that comes with a lot, she's gotten kind of comfortable hanging out, you know, like attaching to people, and or just being and observing, and kind of, like, so she so understands school, and, you know, new grade level, and like shopping with my daughter, and those are the things that she didn't get to experience, and so this, but it's been, so to me, 3 years isn't a real long time, but it's been like, so she's gotten the practice of being 5 to being 8 years old, right? So she's sitting here, you know, and so on some level, it's like, you know, she really does want to create nurturance in her life and a new, you know, if she chooses to come back into this dimension, you know, how we do it in this dimension is we birth into a new body as a baby. So she's really gonna want to choose the family unit that doesn't allow her to create the same pattern of someone neglecting her. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, you know, like her parents were upset. They and maybe this was a wake up call for them. But she's really kind of detached from their energy, and she has been kind of wandering around and probably. So you felt her this morning, then, right?
Mm-hmm. It was like I got in the car, and she'd been sitting there in the car. Well, it was before that because I was walking out the door, and all of my little visitors like to mess with my light bulbs. Typically around Christmas time, every light bulb in the house will go out on the same day, and then we plug in and screw in a new one. 3 days later, it's out again. It's just electronics are highly manipulated at our house. It's just I think that's how they try to communicate with my husband, too, but I was walking out the front door, and I kind of looked because it felt like something was behind me over my right shoulder. I kind of looked, and when I looked, all my track lighting just went blink. I was like, oh, fantastic. Here we go. And as soon as I walked out the door, it was like the dog ran out after me, kind of like a little kid running to the car. You know how when you're going out to the car and you've got a little one and they run to the car first. And so it's been running around me all day, and then I get in the car, and it was in the back seat of the car, and that's why it felt young, like in the back seat where the little ones go.
Uh-huh.
And then it was just kind of kick, kick, kick the seat, that feeling, tapping, and just making, like, you know, little kids where they go, blah, 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 just making noise to get attention.
Uh-huh.
So I finally just said, okay, I hear you. What do you want? You know, just kind of mom on it, and I just getting more and more noise, not actual answers. And I think it might just be there's still no trust, so she's not going to open up just yet because she's kind of feeling it out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and she's real close to just being, she's ready. She's like, I want to graduate, you know,
okay.
I want to go on. And so let me ask you this, because she just wants me to, I want to get this from you. She's let me know that what did you do yesterday? Like, did your sons go to some Halloween parties? Did you give out candy? What was the deal?
My son, who's very empathic, he's kind of on the same wavelength that I am. He went to a super scary Halloween thing last night with his girlfriend, and he came home and had a really good time. He got home kind of late, but, yeah, he went to that yesterday, and I didn't hand out much candy, but I ate quite a bit of it yesterday. I just kind of sat around in my pajamas and ate Halloween candy all day yesterday. It was rather disgusting. But, yeah, I just didn't do a whole lot of anything yesterday.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so I had bought a little bag of Heath bars, and I was just like, good thing. Hopefully you got some candy, because I said, I cannot have Heath bars in my house. I can have anything else but those. And so, yeah, I feel it. So she just wanted me to say that she felt comfortable in your home and that kind of energy. So instead of being like you, she tells me that she's evolved to a level of being able to, like, she liked that you were just really comfortable, and that's when she came in. She, like, there was some, when you were just kind of hanging around the house and not doing much and just being there.
Gotcha.
And sending your boys off, and the fact that your son could go off and you don't worry too much about him and about, you know, you've raised them well, and you trust that they can handle themselves and take care of themselves. And that's part of what she...
Is that what she was honing in on?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're like, you're the kind of mom where, like, God, you know, I could be by myself, and I really can, like, she's sort of this little tough cookie, like, I can take care of myself. You know?
Right.
And so, but she's like, but really she couldn't, and that's why she transitioned,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Okay.
She didn't have all that big awareness, but she liked that energy of, you know, you don't sit and coddle them, and yet, or it doesn't seem that way, but you've really given them all they need in order to go out into the world. And that was what kind of attracted her. It wasn't this overprotective, but underneath, you sure
right.
as heck always know where they are, what they're doing, but you don't give off that energy, you know?
Okay.
And but yet that's really what she wants, is someone who's like, I really just needed and wanted someone who could just, you know, teach me how to have taken care of myself, because I really was going to be fine. I wouldn't have been a bother to them. I wouldn't have been a nuisance. But she didn't get that opportunity.
Gotcha.
So that's why she wanted
okay.
me to, she wanted to share that with you, of why she was hanging out with you and what made her feel good. Like, she could be there, and you didn't even notice, but she was there a good part of the whole day while you were eating candy, and she was just kind of watching things.
No, yesterday I didn't notice it. It was this morning when I was leaving
yeah.
that I realized that I was not going to work by myself.
Yeah, and that's when she made herself, she made her presence known.
Okay.
But she was quietly almost like hiding and watching and feeling how you
right.
are with your boys and stuff.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And so... So I'm going to let you know what we're going to lift for her, okay? Because it is going to bring in more trust for her, and also move that most recent mistreatment that she, you know, and which came as the neglect, okay?
Okay.
So it's really, this is sitting at her third eye, and she keeps giving me the letter P for her first name, so... I keep getting something like Pamela, something like that, like a
okay.
Pamela. She is, what we're going to lift in that third eye area is this. It's like an imposing sense of complexity, like things are hard, complex, you can't figure it out, and an overwhelmed, feeling overwhelmed, and it pains the clarity of her truth. Like, she has not, you know, like, she is really smart, and she really was able to take care of herself, and she's saying to me now, as I've said this, you know, like, she wanted a do-over. Like, I think that if I'd just been told a little bit more, I wouldn't have put myself in this position that caused me to, you know, get hit by this car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She was just too little, and so she's been sitting here with this kind of pained energy in her third eye of overwhelm, and I wasn't able to really show people how much I knew, you know, and that I really didn't need a lot of help. I just needed a little help, you know,
mm-hmm.
like someone like you that could have mothered her, right? Because, you know, it's like she, but see, you know, that's just her little childlike way, is that, you know, you really have given a lot to those boys, and that's why they're confident, and you don't really worry too much. You know, you pretty much know they're, you know, where they're at all times and that kind of thing. But
mm-hmm.
that's the thing that's affecting her, is that she, and what will happen as we lift this, and we're going to get ready to do it, because I want to do it also while we're on the air, so in case anyone else is listening. It will open her to the truth and clarity of her power. So that's the important thing, is that this that was disturbing and confusing and making things complex and making her feel overwhelmed, and she's just been kind of wandering around trying to find, she's been trying to grow herself up, you know. It's like, it's like she's been eavesdropping a lot, you know, like on different families, and that's felt good. And she's been using those little bits and pieces. But the big thing is that I want to tell her that this is going to give her a chance to be in the nurturing energy of a source. And also then she'll get that learning all together instead of kind of picking little things here and there. Because as we all know, it's like sitting and foraging and eating that candy. We can eat it and it tastes really good, but even after a while, my Heath bars were just like, okay, that's enough, you know?
Right.
You know, you got to have something of substance, right? Then you start to crave, like, you know, protein, you know, and a green vegetable.
Oh my gosh, you're exactly right. I did that last night, probably about 9 o'clock last night. I made a big salad. My husband said, what are you doing? And I told him, it's like dieting algebra. I ate chocolate all day. If I eat the lettuce now, it's like plus X minus X equals zero. You know, it cancels out my chocolate, right?
Exactly.
But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like after a while, you're like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. They're like, okay, they have to really be yearning and longing for something else. And so she's like, I'm ready, you know. I mean, as much as this was fun and interesting, and she learned, she grew, you know. But she needs to be in an environment where she gets to feel all of it. You know, she gets to be in that family unit where she's going to get to really understand how, you know, how the chemistry works or how the algebra works, right? And,
right.
And you know, so this has been good for her she's eavesdropped a lot on different families, but she's really, really ready. She's longing now. She's like, she wants to have the whole thing, you know, she wants to understand it and know, you know, going to bed on time and you know, and the good and the bad habits and just being in a family again. And but she doesn't want to recreate anyone who would neglect her and just basically feed her candy all day long and never give her the salad or never give her, you know, the stuff with the substance. And so let me just, I want you to help me do this. We're going to I'm going to find one other thing. And basically, as she's been wandering, what's really been up for her, and I got this earlier, was that she says, you know, if really they had just helped me a little, I wouldn't have been in that spot, and I would have kept myself safe. So she's been in a state of feeling herself that she was wrong, she was being wrong, that things fell apart. It's created a lot of fatigue, lethargy, being tired. It feels like decay for her, like it's not moving forward. She's felt unlucky. And lucky is a big word, you know, is that she just didn't, you know, she was trying to been figuring this out, and it's made her feel like she wasn't one of the lucky ones, and victimized by fear of, and that it's created fear of betrayal or failure, and that's what keeps her in the state. It's like she fears that she'll repeat the same kind of attracting of the same parent. Obviously, I want to tell her that that's not what's going to happen, because as she has been wandering and kind of in her own little way growing and been in school, her own school, she attracted you. I mean, I think of like that is a part of how she was able to attract to your energy. And so I wanted to let her know that she's already just in this time of staying earthbound. She's already evolved and developed into an energy that was able to attract, you know, a funny mommy. You have a great sense of humor. You're highly intelligent. I could tell from what things you were saying. So I just want to tell her that without a doubt, she's going to already attract, if she chooses, and that's part of her path to come back in, a family unit that resembles very much your family. And it's, you know, you mentioned you had a husband and you've got several kids, and it seems very, like a nice place to hang out, you know?
You know what? It's then our house is the house that the neighborhood kids end up at.
Yeah, hang out. Yeah. Good. And so I want to say that to her. And if there's anything you want to share with her right now, I want you to say that, because we're going to get ready to, you know, like I think that I kind of basically I eavesdropped and I kind of told you the whole story of how she was feeling, how she got there, why she chose you and all of that. But if there's anything now after everything I've told you about her and her situation, if you want to tell her right now, because she's pretty much going to then, you know, she's going to be like, wait, that was really fun, but I got to go, got to move on, because she's been jumping around a lot, but she's going to really get ready to move on and perhaps come back in if that's what she wants.
I think she and I have been hanging out all morning. I've been talking to her all morning. I think if she's ready to go, then she can, we're ready to go then. Let's do this.
Let's help her. Look at that third eye area and get an image of a spinning vacuum. I kind of get the idea of like a little in the movies when they try to hypnotize somebody and they put that little spinny thing in their third eye.
Yeah, the vortex. Yeah.
Yeah, like the vortex. So just feel that in her third eye for her, and I will too. And I'm going to go ahead and lift any of this for ourselves as well. And then just get an image of that, and let's just send radiant light, healing love to her in that area, because she's just really been, she's thought a lot. She's just been in a lot of deep reflection and thought, and it's been that young child thought without guidance and you know, nurturance around it, and telling her, you know, I want to tell her right now that, you know, she didn't do anything wrong, and she was really just being a young child, and I see her kind of playing in the dirt and doing something on the ground, maybe like with some little rocks or something, or she was playing in the ground, and so she wasn't really doing anything wrong, and so those have been the things she's been kind of transfixed with. So let's just see that spinning vortex, and just let's just clear that up for her and put, I see a beautiful flower, I see a beautiful rose in her third eye area, and now some pretty daisies. And we've all kind of done that. She loves me, she loves me not. He loves me not. And just kind of a big bouquet of daisies there. And then now I want you to place into that area for her and send her this opening to the truth and clarity of her power. And see her knowing her truth, the true clarity that she has, her intelligence, and the power that she has as an energy being that's pure love and pure light and that's source energy. And just send her that. And then we'll just send her off to source. And she wanted to say, she's cute, as she goes off, she put on like a little cheerleader costume because she said she didn't really get to trick or treat much, so she wanted to be a cheerleader this year. So we're going to send her into the light with a little cheerleader costume and her pom-poms and her little pigtails and ribbons. Okay. Be sure. And I think that's all we have to do with that.
Yeah.
We don't have
that's
repeat.
Really weird. My neck felt really, really warm as we were doing that, like my shoulder that's been kind of been the tapping shoulder today. It's real warm.
Oh,
and
good, good.
My fax machine just powered off, as did my phone.
Well,
no joke. That is really weird.
That's really cool.
That's how, yeah.
Like,
well,
that's
they,
a little
they,
signal.
Yeah, little signals, yeah. It's electronics.
Little,
well, usually electronics,
oh, yeah.
Like that.
No,
yeah.
There it went. It just powered off.
She's like
that's
putting
really
being
weird.
Drumbeat, and she's cute. I'm going to give you the ability that she got, and we these are all abilities that we have too, so just breathe it in for yourself. But she's going, and I'm letting her know this, that she's going to have the ability to shape her outer world with courage and hope in her heart, and it's going to fulfill the meaning of her life. And I'm going to, it's so funny, I'm hitting a call in, and it's my friend Pam who, which I know she's not listening to the show, but she's the gal who talked about not having the maternal instinct. And I kept feeling her name was the little girl, Pamela. And
oh, that's
not a
weird
name that I think about often. So, yeah, so she's confirming it. So I'm going to ignore the call, but she's like, you got the name right. And so what brings her meaning is this little girl, Pammy. I kept hearing Pammy, is her dharma, her path. One's true route back to source, to the one self. So she's really created that meaning this morning by going back into source and getting her next little mission, her next little what she's going to be up to. And I feel strongly like she she understands so much more. She took 3 years here, and now she's going to really get to she's going to be the boss of everyone there. She's like
now,
already.
Is this something that I should expect? It's usually this time of year where I get a lot of little visitors anyway. It's just something
Anna,
about this type of this part of the year.
Hold on. We're just getting ready to actually get off live, so I wanted to thank everybody who's listening.
Oh, okay.
And we can keep talking because I don't think it's going to – I hope it doesn't disconnect us. It hasn't in the past. So, but thanks, everyone out there who's listening live. Download the podcast to really get this. This has been awesome. This is Anna, Donna, and Rebecca on Universal Energy Radio. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. Keep going, ladies. We'll just keep going
and we'll see when they cut off. But yeah, your question is that, well, one, you're empathic and you are able to feel the other realm. Everybody has these, you know, I believe everyone has these gifts. They need to cultivate them if they choose to. You will be feeling, you know, these beings because they're spiritual and so. But another thing is sometimes if you ever get a really strong one, you know, she was a sweetie and she was just kind of getting your attention. But this work that I do, the medium aspect of it is mediumship, is that, you know, I feel that, you know, it's just another little piece to me with my healing work. You know, I do acupuncture. I'm a you know, nutritional herbalist and things like that. So even this work, you know, there was a lot of this that I could do or would feel and know, but I was always like, well, what's the point? I mean, it's not about phenomena. It's not about, you know, oh, look at how cool, you know, ghost
right.
stories. But it was like, they're here for a reason. And my job was like, okay, fine. I'll do this. I know this. I can feel this, but I want to help. And I believe they help us. She did a great thing to all of us. You know, she helped us with.
Well, you're absolutely right. There was a message there because we've been dealing with some stuff with the kids and the stepkids and the this and the that and the back and the forth, and I'm constantly criticized for my parenting style, which is non-traditional. But it's, you know, the fact that a little one wanted to attach on because that's what she felt like she was lacking, and just confirms that maybe I am doing something right. So I think that she needed me as much as I needed her this morning, because I was,
well,
it was since yesterday, the whole, am I even doing this right? The whole self-doubt thing had been going on all day.
Well, interesting. So see, you confirmed to me, because she kept wanting me to tell you why she picked you and what was going on with that, because even in her little childlike way, she was helping. And
right.
She, you know, they bring so much to us, you know, and so.
Well, thank you so much for helping her this morning and helping me. I appreciate it. I didn't mean to hijack your whole show.
No, that's what it's about, and I'm glad I could, because I think about what we've done for her and, you know, her feeling.
She gets
been,
her do-over now.
Yeah, she does, and she's going to attract a great parent, just like you are a great parent, and you need to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And you really did, and isn't it, she brought such a great gift to you, and you certainly did to her. And, so thank you. Call back in anytime, and I'm saying that because if you do get an energy that I say can be much stronger, I mean, I've had to sometimes say, you know, I one time was like, all right, stop, all of you. I was getting out of the shower and I could feel a lot. And I was like, I almost flipped. And I was like, look, if you kill me, then who's going to listen to you? You know, and
right.
you have to get strong at times. And then they backed way off. They're like, oh, my God.
Well, they kind of go out to the corner and pout. Kind of,
yeah.
They're like, fine.
Yeah.
Fine then. I've
yeah.
had that before,
so,
too. Like, fine. Don't talk to me. It's like, really?
Yeah. So I've had to, like, different energies. You have to just kind of say, look, this isn't a good time or whatever. But if you ever get in a place where there's something that's hanging out, you know, just call us back. I love this. This is the work I love. And but I'm going to sign off now, too, because I had my first patient show up. And so I'm going to.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, so much. This is a good show.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll talk to you guys all later. And I'll talk to you later, Anna, too, okay?
All right. Have a great day, y'all. Talk to you soon.
Okay,
love
bye.
You, too. Bye.
Thanks, girls.
Bye.
This is your first fish.
I got one.
Father's Day. A day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day Sale. Don't miss our 8 a.m. Doorbusters, 5 hours only on June 10th. Get $50 off Cabela's exclusive Masterbuilt Sportsman Electric Smoker and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in-store. Come to Cabela's Father's Day Sale, in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
This is your first fish.
I got one.
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day Sale. Get 20% off Cabela's Reels and Fly Reels, 25% off Sig Sauer Elite Performance Ammunition, and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in-store. Come to Cabela's Father's Day Sale, in-store and online at Cabela's.com.